There we go. They're already recording. This is the project presentation, I was saying, of the subgroup Oral Skills Extra Practice. And today is the 24th of February, 2018. So starting next week, we will begin with all of you, 53 participants in the Quid C1 Online, this kind of extra task. You can't use sound and image devices, don't worry, M. Aparicio. You will be able to follow my talk, I think. As I was saying, the participants in the end have been 53, so it has been a quite successful enrollment, I believe, and we will have two online tutors. There will be Pilar Rodriguez, who has introduced herself in the welcome message, and myself. Apart from that, I think I should also mention the main objectives of this project. Firstly, it will be to provide you with extra tasks in those disciplines and in those competencies where you sometimes find there are materials lacking in the course books. So we will be using mainly classic American advertisements that you will transcribe, translate, and also dub in a creative way. I will refer back to this in a moment. Also, you will train effective listening skills. That means that you will practice what will be required in the official examinations. For example, to be able to detect where the information is located in a larger audio or in a larger text, which I think is practically essential at this level. And lastly, I would like to see some collaboration on your part, specifically because some of you will be working with the same source materials. So in that case, I believe it will be quite practical and, in fact, a bit enriching for everyone. Moving on to the project stages, I will now describe each of them and the approximate dates of beginning and ending. So far, we have completed the first stage, which was the questionnaire that related to your perception of your own level, the preliminary task that was a reading without practice, a reading with some practice, and a reading with a lot of practice. Your own recordings had to be uploaded to the task sections. If you haven't yet finished that part, please take your time, and the tasks will remain open at least for a few days. Lastly, concluding the first stage of the project, we have today's web conference, which is our first encounter and general presentation. Moving on to next week's plan, from 26th February, next Monday, until the 4th of March, which is next Sunday, more or less, we will have a video tutorial where all the steps will be explained, particularly focusing on how to dub, how to script, how to transcribe the materials that you are given. And also during that week, you will have two or three sample advertisements with which to work. All of you can use the same materials, therefore you will have approximately the same kind of experience at the very beginning. This will be released on Monday, so in 2 days' time. The week after that is stage three, and we will begin with the, let's say, official tasks. Each of you will have a different assignment, and it will be based on a short classic American advertisement. Generally, advertisements have a little bit of speech, a little bit of voice-off, a little bit of song, perhaps, and they are quite repetitive in their message. They try to persuade the viewer. In this first task, as I will say at the end of this presentation, you will have several different sub-competencies to practice. We will devote 1 week to the 30-second advertisement. The week after that, the advertisement will be a little bit longer, and it will be different for each of you. Another week will be dedicated to that. Forum interactions are also expected. And whenever you have a question, please do ask. Pilar Rodriguez and myself will always be there. The final stages are shorter and, as the project itself, not really complex. From 19th to 23rd of March, approximately, once again, you will have a rubric to assess your own work and the work of others. At this point, you can comment on what you have done and the main difficulties that you have found, also how you could correct them, for example. Lastly, we will have a task that is very similar to the preliminary task that you have completed. So it will be a reading with no practice, a reading with some practice, and a reading with a lot of practice, and we will see whether something has changed. There will also be a second questionnaire with slightly different questions, but delving a little bit deeper into your own perception of what you have acquired so far. And lastly, on the 24th of March, approximate date, because I know that maybe you have some difficulties or some problems emerge, and it has to be a little bit procrastinated. There will be a second web conference, and we will comment on the 60-second advertisements that you have been dealing with for the last few days. Something that I would like to highlight is that in late April, so a month after we finish all the work, we will have a follow-up submission that will be, once again, very similar to the preliminary task. With this, we want to measure what your evolution has been over the last 2 months. We will tell you well in advance so that you can plan for it. The subgroup, the subcommunity that we have created, don't worry, it will not disappear. It will stay there until late May or maybe early June, just in case you have to correct or modify any of the files that you have sent. And this concludes the project presentation stages. All these details will also be uploaded to the subcommunity. Now, I would like to open a turn for you to ask any questions about the first explanation that I've given. Please go ahead. I will activate the videos of the 5 or 6 people that have entered a little bit later. As I was saying, if there are any questions, please go ahead. Are you still following the sound and talk? Are there any problems so far?
My system is working. And I only have one question. Program are you going to do the dubbing?
Well, we have several options there. But at the simplest level, we could record the sound at the same time that we're watching the video on our screen, so that would be the very lowest technical level. If you want to practice with a video editing program, that would depend on your operating system. For example, if you use Windows, apart from Windows Movie Maker, which is a classical example, we will also provide you with other, a little bit more complex alternatives, so that you can merge an audio source with a video source in a synchronous way. If you're using Apple, for example, you could always resort to GarageBand and iMovie, if that is your case. But there are many alternatives, as I say, and they will be indicated in the video tutorial next Monday. The most important thing is that you can record your voice. That is the very simplest of things. And as you need some practice with the advertisements, and you have to transcribe the text because the text is not provided, then I think it won't be necessary to memorize anything, but in the end, you will almost have done so. So recording won't be that much of a challenge, I think. I think the question is very appropriate anyway. Anything else? Okay, so now I would like to refer specifically to the stages that you have to follow while dubbing. First, you will be provided with an advertisement or several advertisements in the case of the samples that will appear in the subgroup course next Monday. And the first thing that you have to do is watch the clip and produce a transcript, that is, a literal writing of what the characters are saying or what the speaker is saying. Once you have that, you can share it in the forum just in case you need to, let's say, discover something that is missing. And the step-by-step guidance will be included also in the video tutorial with several examples. Then something that is very relevant is the procedure itself. We have mentioned the watching part and the scripting part, producing a transcript of it. After you share it and have the final version with all of the words in it, that's the first, let's say, listening exercise, you will also have to produce a translation that is adapted to the purposes of the advertisement, to be attractive, to be persuasive, and therefore there are some things you can change. But it should preserve more or less the original structure, the structure of the original. These translations to Spanish, or maybe to other language, if your mother tongue is not Spanish, you can share in the forums. And that will also be recorded. Therefore, so far we have the original English version with your voice and the mother language version with your voice as well. Those two parts will have to be recorded separately so that in the end you have two versions of your own advertisement. After that, there is a second stage, which is the creative part. Imagine for a second that you are given only the image and that you have to write a new script with different words in it. And it can be comical, therefore you can convince or persuade, but also make the speaker laugh, make the viewer laugh. And that is the creative side, which will also be done in English and in your mother tongue. Therefore, it needs to be shared in the forum and discussed. Finally, if necessary, we will edit your voice on top of the video. This could be applied immediately in the case of you, of those of you who are using a relatively complex video editor, and if not, we will help you with that, Pilar and myself. Then let's revise the stages. Watching and scripting is the first one. Then comes the sharing side, if you have any doubts. After that, a translation is produced. And finally, you produce the creative versions. In total, you have four different parts. English, mother tongue, creative English, and creative mother tongue. The final products, as I have described, will be four for the 30-second advertisement and another four for the 60-second advertisements. In total, you will have 2 minutes of voice recordings in the first part and 4 minutes of voice recordings in the second part. And you are given approximately 2 weeks to complete this process. I think it's probably more than enough, but if you need more time, we are open to make some changes. And the final section that I would like to refer to is the teamwork. We both would like you to use the forums to share your impressions and to clarify your doubts as soon as they come up so that your editing part or your recordings can be modified as quickly as possible if that's necessary. You're invited to collaborate and also to share your transcripts if you're working with the same video, and this will happen as you are 50-something people and we have a limited number of samples. And finally, you will also be provided a rubric to assess your own work and to assess the work of your colleagues if you're working in a small group, for example. We will also provide input, of course, and instructions if you need or if any technical issues come up. This is the end, and we invite you to get a liking to the dubbing side as soon as you get familiar to it. Any questions until this point? If you're not connected via video, please use the chat down there. All right. Then the stages are clear. and the explanation through this PowerPoint slide will be immediately uploaded after we finish this recording, just in case you want to revisit any of the points. On Monday, we begin with the true dubbing part of this small project that we have suggested. And during this weekend, if you have any problems, any questions, if you like to complete the questionnaire one and the preliminary task, go ahead. If you have any problems, do not hesitate to contact us, all right? Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Thank you, and see you around.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.